Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Friday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck.
I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me.
I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God.
More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength.
How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see.
Let those who hope in you not be put to shame through me, Lord of hosts. Let not those who seek you be dismayed through me, God of Israel.
It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me.
When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkards' songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes.
Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me.
Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes.
You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers, not one could I find.
For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
As for me, in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up.
I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing God, more than oxen, more than beasts, prepared for sacrifice.
The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures.
For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God our Father, to show the way of salvation, you chose that the standard of the cross should go before us, and you fulfilled the ancient prophecies in Christ's Passover from death to life. Do not let us rouse your burning indignation by sin, but rather, through the contemplation of his wounds, make us burn with zeal for the honor of your church, and with grateful love for you.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
The Lord will teach us his ways,
and we will follow in his footsteps.
From the second book of Maccabees. After the feast called Pentecost, Judas and his followers lost no time in marching against Gorgias, governor of Idumea, who opposed them with 3,000 foot soldiers and 400 horsemen. In the ensuing battle, a few of the Jews were slain. A man called Dositheus, a powerful horseman and one of Bensonor's men, caught hold of Gorgias, grasped his military cloak, and dragged him along by main strength, intending to capture the vile wretch alive, when a Thracian horseman attacked Dositheus, cut off his arm at the shoulder. Then Gorgias fled to Marissa. After, Esdras and his men had been fighting for a long time and were weary. Judas came upon the Lord to show himself their ally and leader in the battle. Then, raising a battle cry in his ancestral language and with songs, he charged Gorgias' men when they were not expecting it and put them to flight. Judas rallied his army and went to the city of Adullam. As the week was ending, they purified themselves according to custom and kept the Sabbath there. On the following day, since the task had now become urgent, Judas and his men went to gather up the bodies of the slain and bury them with their kinsmen in their ancestral tombs. But under the tunic of each of the dead, they found amulets sacred to the idols of Jamnia, which the law forbids the Jews to wear. So it was clear to all that this is why these men had been slain. They all therefore praised the ways of the Lord, the just judge who brings to light the things that are hidden. Turning to supplication, they prayed that the sinful deed might be fully blotted out. The noble Judas warned the soldiers to keep themselves free from sin, for they had seen with their own eyes what had happened because of the sin of those who had fallen. He then took up a collection among all his soldiers, amounting to 2,000 silver drachmas, which he sent to Jerusalem to provide for an expiatory sacrifice. In doing this, he acted in a very excellent and noble way, inasmuch as he had had the resurrection of the dead in view. For if he were not expecting the falling to rise again, it would have been useless and foolish to pray for them in death. But if he did this with a view to the splendid reward that awaits those who had gone to rest in godliness, it was a holy and pious thought. Thus he made atonement for the dead, that they might be freed from this sin. The word of the Lord. There are some who have died a godly death.
They shall receive the splendid reward which awaits them.
It is a holy and pious thought to make atonement for the dead so that they might be freed from their sins.
They shall receive the splendid reward which awaits them.
A reading from a sermon by St. Gregory Nazianzen, Bishop. What is man that you are mindful of him? What is this new mystery surrounding me? I am both small and great, both lowly and exalted, mortal and immortal, earthly and heavenly. I am to be buried with Christ and to rise again with him, to become a co-heir with him, a son of God, and indeed God himself. That is what the great mystery means for us. This is why God became man and became poor for our sake. It was to raise up our flesh to recover the divine image, to recreate mankind, so that all of us might become one in Christ, who perfectly became in us everything that he is himself. So we are no longer to be male and female, barbarian and Scythian, slave and free, distinctions deriving from the flesh, but are to bear within ourselves only the seal of God, by whom and for whom we were created. We are to be so formed and molded by him that we are recognized as belonging to his one family. If only we could be what we hope to be, by the great kindness of our generous God. He asks so little and gives so much in this life and in the next to those who love him sincerely. In a spirit of hope and out of love for him, let us then bear and endure all things and give thanks for everything that befalls us, since even reason can often recognize these things as weapons to win salvation. And meanwhile, let us commend to God our own souls and the souls of those who, being more ready for it, have reached the place of rest before us, although they walked the same road as we do. Lord and Creator of all, and especially of your creature, man, you are the God and Father and ruler of your children. You are the Lord of life and death. You are the guardian and benefactor of our souls. You fashion and transform all things in their due season through your creative word, as you know to be best in your deep wisdom and providence. Receive now those who have gone ahead of us in our journey from this life, and receive us too at that proper time when you have guided us in our bodily life as long as may be for our profit. Receive us prepared indeed by fear of you, but not troubled, not shrinking back on that day of death, or uprooted by force like those who are lovers of the world and the flesh. Instead, may we set out eagerly for that everlasting and blessed life which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen.
We ask you, O Lord our God, to raise up the souls of the dead for whom you laid down your life.
Remember that we are dust, and our lives are as fleeting as the flower or the grass of the field.
O merciful, kind, and compassionate Lord, remember that we are dust, and our lives are as fleeting as the flower or the grass of the field.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, by whose gifts your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service, grant, we pray, that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.